What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne back in the building. Solo Dolo, Brad. What are we talking about today, brother?
Solo Dolo. Man, we're going to talk about the process. Yeah, so this is from Joe Madden, baseball extraordinaire. The process is fearless. If you take care of the seconds, the minutes, the hours in a day, take care of themselves.
I love that, man. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, man. Back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast, man. First of all, man, I have to shout out the Bad Podcast listeners. I've been seeing merch. I've been seeing people tag us, people making comments, man. We're super excited. We appreciate you guys supporting us and telling people about the Bad Podcast, man. This is one of those things, man, we get to do, man, for a living. And it is definitely a blessing, man. And so big shout out to you guys. I also want to just kind of implore you to share this podcast, man. Tell people about it. We are, you know, building up our YouTube channel. And so this podcast lives there. And as of recent, I'm still working on it. We have a little exclusive YouTube subscription you can sign up for. And what you get with that is actually an early release of anything actually on our YouTube channel, as well as this podcast. It's usually either the day before or a couple of days before. You get access to the early release episode before everybody else. So, you know, if you're interested in that, go to our channel, E2M Fitness, which is this channel. You should find it right here at the bottom. So, man, now that we got the preliminaries out the way, B, man, what we got going on, son?
Man, we're going to talk about the process. And before we talk about the process, I just got to shout out my man, Dwayne, on the other side of the screen from down south, man. Just watching your footsteps and watching the journey that you're on, man, I just got to say that I'm extremely proud of you. Watching where you came from, where you are today, and where you're going. Just fun to watch, man, and I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that, brother. Talk about process, man. We're recording this. I'm exactly 2 weeks away from my amateur debut at the OCB Gains and Glory show in Wilmington, North Carolina. If you're in the area, hey, because this episode is going to drop the Tuesday, the week of. So if you're in the area, come through, check me out, man. I'm going to be on stage smiling and holding my breath. So
and profiling, smiling, yeah, and profiling, man. You know, the great thing about this podcast, Dwayne, is you and I, man, we're just a couple of common guys. Absolutely. Chasing dreams every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year. And that quote ties in perfectly to what we're going to talk about. If you take care of the seconds, the minutes, the hours in a day, they'll take care of themselves. So today I want to talk about your journey. You know, you're in a deficit with calories. You're ramping up the cardio. You know, you can see the prize. You're starting to see a prize. It's off in the distance, but you're starting to see the prize. You're starting to see the reward. But before you get that reward, you have to start winning those small battles. What's a couple of small battles that you've had to win, overcome, to get you where you are today?
Man, so it's so funny, man, because you talk about conquering the seconds. You know, like I said, we see the big picture, you know, you see the stage, the lights. That's the weeks, years, or whatever. But the seconds, those are the moments when you're in a hotel and you are by yourself. There's no accountability. And you have a box of Rice Krispie treats. That's part of your macros. Is, you know, you work it into your macros, you know, you have it calculated, but the whole box is there and is open and nobody's there, man. And being able to not fall into that temptation, that's winning the seconds, man. And that is 100% mental. One of my friends reached out to me, texted me, he's like, bro, right now you've conquered the physical, you know, you lift weights, you know how to do cardio. Now you're getting into the mental aspect of it. And because in those seconds, man, those those small moments can change a lot, especially this close to the show, man. Because what I'm learning is the part of prejudge is, you know, looking flat or not having defined lines and retaining water. And so everything you do affect that, you know, to the smallest degree, man. Mm-hmm. I even got the message from my coach this week, like, hey, man, we're gonna have to cut back on the sugar-free gum. That was like a dagger to the heart. But that's winning the second, man. Yes. He knows what it takes. He knows how the body responds to different stimulus, to different, you know, chemicals. Mm-hmm. And so it's so detailed. And that's something I learned on this journey, man, that there's so much detail when it comes to bodybuilding and going in that direction, man. And I joke, man, I tell people I cannot wait to eat on the E2M plan again.
It's going to be like a treat, man. It's going to be a treat.
Absolutely, man. And that's a testament, man. If you think about it, when I started E2M, I thought like, man, like, I can only eat what's on this list. Like, you know, I thought it was limited, man. And until I got to the place where I had to calculate every single thing, man. So that's just kind of a winning the second, man, is, you know, being able to make those decisions in those moments and not mm-hmm. falling. And because, man, I hate the realm of B, but like it's on my heart, man. It's on my heart, man. Because I remember, you know, doing E2M, man, and you know, a weekend, man, you get a handful of almonds, man, and then, you know, you go back and get another handful.
Yeah.
And then you go back and get another handful.
Not the third.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, because I remember the moment I realized having a little extra wasn't going to make me fat. that was that moment, man. I was like, oh snap, like I can have a little extra and I won't be fat tomorrow. But you know, it's super imperative, man, especially if you're a new G watching, it's super imperative that you go all in when it comes to the process in the beginning, man. Don't leave, because and granted, that was like ladder rounds. I want to clarify that, because that first round, me and my wife were locked in. Yeah, we were super strict, which is necessary, because it builds that discipline. It builds that fortitude. If I wasn't strict those first 8 weeks in May of 2021, mm-hmm. there's no way I could have sat in that hotel room last night with that box of Rice Krispie treats open and not wake up to rappers all around.
It'd be like the scene from Heavyweights, man, covered with ice cream and marshmallows. And dude, but you're so on point right there, because I don't know how many messages we get. Hey, can I deviate from the plan just a little bit? Mm. I'm like, if it's your first 8 weeks, I really recommend that you don't. Mm-mm. After that, okay, now you have the tools. Okay, now mm-hmm. you have the tools. You can deviate a little bit from time to time. But mm-hmm. that first 8 weeks, it's called an 8 week challenge mm. for a reason. It's called an 8 week challenge for a reason. It boils down to those small micro wins. We've talked about the micro wins, the milestones, the mile markers. We talked about it. But it boils down to those small details, and the small details aren't sexy. You know, we've heard that on social media a bunch lately. They're not sexy, man. Like, when the curtain's closed, the shades are drawn, you're behind, nobody's watching. Mm-mm. Nobody cares if you are drinking your gallon or 2 gallons of water. Nobody cares that you're saying no to the RCTs. Nobody cares what you're doing behind the curtain. That's where self-accountability, that's where discipline comes into play. And it you know, as a society, we're so fascinated by getting the reward, by mm-hmm. being crowned a champion, by winning. The Tom Brady's of the world, the Serena Williams of the world, the Dwayne's of the world. We're not winning, but just to win. We're mm-hmm. winning by accumulating all those micro wins, saying no to the RCT, saying yes to the water, saying no to the temporary temptations. Man,
to the pizza for you. That was good.
Man, you know me and the cheese and pep, baby. Cheese and pep all day.
Yo, you know what's funny? Whenever I'll be cutting up the clips, you know, it was like three clips that came up over the pizza. I was like, dang, Brad been talking about pizza a lot, man.
Well, it's funny because you sent me the one clip, all right? So you sent me the one clip, and I'm like, That's from 2 weeks ago, and I know I just talked about pizza on my last podcast.
You did.
Back to back weeks talking pizza, you man.
That is funny.
I just read this thing the other day, and it was about 10,000 reps, and it said something along the lines of, you show up and you put in the rep, and if you want to be a master at that, you want to be at mastery level, do that thing at 10,000 times. Now, my little Rushy, he's a year old, a year and some change. He's the same birthday as my man Dwayne and my mother. But he's learning to walk, right? He's learning to walk. He's not quite walking. He can hold the railing and take a couple of steps, but he's not walking. Mm-hmm. Now, as a young person, my son doesn't understand failure. Mm-mm. He doesn't understand failure. He won't take failure. He won't accept it, right? Somewhere along the way, we lose that, but he won't accept it. Now, how is he going to become mastery level with walking? He takes a step. He falls down. Get back up. You take a step. Fall down. Get back up. You take two steps. Fall down. Get back up. And you continue to do that over and over 10,000 times. If you develop that kind of repetition, that's how you become successful at something. Mm-hmm. That's how you become successful at anything. And it's so sad and discouraging, Dwayne, because I don't know exactly when it happens, but it happens to everybody. It's happened to you. It's happened to me. We lose our way. It was a teacher. It was a coach. It was a parent. It was a sibling, a best friend that told you so many times, you're not worthy. You're not capable. Mm-hmm. You can't. You won't. And then all of a sudden, we start to believe that. You know, if I tell my son every single day, now I don't think he'll accept this, but hey, Rushy, you can't walk.
Right.
Stay down. You can't. Mm-hmm. He won't accept that. He will continue to make those attempts until he wins.
Mm-hmm.
We need, as adults, we need to get on that level of mastery status, man.
Absolutely, man. So I remember my moment, moment of someone telling me I couldn't do something. It was eighth grade. The guidance counselor was getting me ready for high school. And so it's like, what career? I was like, NBA play, NBA, going to the league. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she was like, Dwayne, come on now. You're not going to the league. I was like, what you mean? It was that, and that moment, it seared me, man. It put doubt in my mind. It made me, second think, what was my dream? You know? And then the second moment was, when I tore my meniscus in 10th grade, I was like, oh, snap. Like, I might not go. But here's the thing. Me not going to the NBA is not a failure. Me not going to the NBA is just, life taking a different direction. Mm-hmm. I think, minus the money, I wouldn't be in a better place.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Than I am right now. Like, I'm doing, and granted, we are like super blessed. Like, I'm doing what I love. I'm part of something amazing. But if I would allow that negativity to pretty much apply to everything, then I wouldn't be in the spaces and places I am now, man. But instead, I was like, okay, not NBA, then something else.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not this, then that. You know, because even Jeff talked about it last week. You know, he thought he was going to be a best-selling author. Like, we still can do that. I mean,
we
still going to make that happen. Yeah. But, instead of, okay, I'm not a best-selling author, I'm a failure. No, it's not this, then it might be fitness. Oh, yeah. I think that worked out a little bit better, But it's a matter of, and even I can't even remember our guest name. We're accumulating them now, brother.
We're getting up there.
But the guy said he don't believe in failure. He was like, it's either you win or you learn, which I love that, man, because that's the attitude you have to have. Even for me going into this show, because honestly, going to this show is a win. So stepping on stage, seeing the lights, and smiling is a win. But if I was that person aspiring to, really, really wanting to get a pro card or whatever, or the guys that's what they aspire to and they don't get it, they can't look at it like a loss. They have to look at it as a lesson. Like, okay, what can I do different? Mm-hmm. What can I change? You know, man, I shouldn't have, you know, had that peppermint. Or I shouldn't have had that hard candy, man. I knew it had 5 calories, you know. This is, you know, but being funny, but no. But it's just your perspective, man. I think it's super important, man, just on your fitness journey and on your journey in general, just to have a perspective of there's no such thing as failure. Mm-hmm. Just like Little Rushy, man, to him, there's no such thing as failure. He, you know, he's going to get up. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to spoiler alert, Brad. He's getting up because he's trying to get to something that he ain't supposed to have.
100, man. It's usually an outlet or a switch or something that you shouldn't be eating. Yeah. I think I'm going to put this ball in my mouth. Come on, man. Dude, it's crazy that we're talking about this right now because I was out to lunch with a buddy of mine two weeks ago, and he kept on saying the same thing over and over. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. And I cannot stand that. I can't stand that phrase.
But before, let me break it.
Go.
But shout out to the Is What It Is podcast, Cameron and Mason, one of my favorite. But go ahead.
I don't know the podcast, but I'm going to have to get a listen. But, you know, in the sense that he was talking to, it was, well, I'm not where I want to be. It is what it is. I'm not successful. It is what it is. I haven't obtained what I thought I would attain by this time in my life. It is what it is. And people go into life with that attitude. It is what it is. Because they're afraid of failing at a high level, right? They're afraid of failure at a high level. And you can't fear failure. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Let me reverse that. You can fear failure, but you can't fear making those attempts. You have to at least make an attempt. And speaking of books, man, like I've been done with my book for quite some time. I haven't published it for several reasons. It don't really matter. But I read this statistic the other day that 2 to 3 million books per year go unpublished. 2 to 3 million a year. That's on top of all the published books.
It's probably more than that, B. That's 2 or 3 million that were said out loud.
Yes, yes. 2 to 3 million a year that go unpublished. Why? Because fear. Mm-hmm. You know, we get nervous about the potential outcome. Mm-hmm. We settle into the, it is what it is. My book might not be that good, but that good. What if it is though? Mm-hmm. It was the same. It's the same analogy with fitness. Like, I don't think I should sign up for that 5K. I don't think I should sign up for the big stage with the physique challenge or physique competition. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But what if you do and you go out there and win? Mm-hmm. That excites me. When somebody tells me I can't do something or somebody tells me I shouldn't do something, buckle up. Here I come. I love when somebody tells me I can't do something. Hey, absolutely. You can't run an Ironman. Okay.
Here we go.
You can't go get your pilot's license. Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Tell me I can't do something. Buckle up because it's on my radar now.
I'll say mine come with conditions, B, because if you say you can't jump out of an airplane, I'll say you're right.
Hey man, my dad told me one time, my dad does not want me to fail. Right. He doesn't want me to fall flat on my face. So he's always telling me, hey, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't mm-hmm. do this. Don't touch that hot thing. You're going to get burned. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I do with my kids today.
Yeah.
But sometimes, man, to fly, you got to take the leap. Right. And my dad told me when I was younger, he says, oh, that's just stupid. Why would you ever fly out or jump out of an airplane? Okay, well, I signed up to jump out of an airplane a week later. Man, that's just, you know, I don't. Yeah. The conditions thing I struggle with, man. Like I just don't like to be told I can't do something. I don't like to be told I shouldn't do something. So lights, camera, action, let's go.
Understood. But again, my handcuff. Yeah, a few man. Conditions, man. So B, man, as we get ready to start wrapping this up, man. This is it's really good, man, to get down and have a little quick, just me and you talk, man. Yes, we've had a lot of really good guests, and we got some amazing guests coming. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that, man. We got some folks, man. And if you are a person of interest, man, fitness or whatever, reach out to us. My email address is communications@E2M Fitness. I don't know if I have that tagline to go up. But shoot me a message if you're interested in being a guest. B, man, in closing, what you want to let the folks know before we get out of here?
What are you doing when the curtains are drawn, when the blinds are down? What are you doing when nobody is watching? Those are the moments that define you. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you were born. Doesn't matter how big your goals are. If you want to accomplish greatness, take one rep at a time. Behind the curtains or where winners are made.
That's right. Till next time, y'all. Peace out.